The Gulf oil disaster was once only a boon for Democrats, who generally oppose offshore oil drilling. But Republicans like Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal are using the environmental catastrophe to demonstrate their own political points. And here's how.
We had dozens of barges and pumps out there picking up thousands of gallons of oil, and then we got the phone call. About a week later, we got a phone call from a federal bureaucrat saying, we're shutting down your barges, pulling them back to port. And I said, why? They said, we haven't done our inspections yet. I said, what do you need to inspect? They said, we need to make sure you're using the right kinds of valves to make sure you're not dropping any oil into the water. I said, we're picking up thousands of gallons. You're worried about drops of oil. They said, Governor, those are the rules. I said, we'll give you 24 hours, but you've got to get this done. We don't have time to wait. Hours later, they came back to me and said they couldn't even find phone numbers for these barge companies. They didn't realize they'd approved every one of them. The right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing.
Before an audience of a few dozen sweaty Tea Partiers at a Republican Party of Hillsborough rally this afternoon, Jindal makes the case for smaller government, social conservatism, and Marco Rubio.
I'm here to tell you the conservative principles work. This election is a very important election, not only for Florida, but for our country. Again, you've got, on the other side, you've got folks that believe the way back to prosperity is more taxing, more spending, more borrowing, and Marco Rubio. You've got a candidate that's put forth bold and detailed plans about how he intends to make sure that government doesn't continue to spend more than it takes in. He's got bold and detailed plans to make sure that we leave more opportunities for our children and grandchildren we inherited from our parents. He's got bold and detailed plans. The government doesn't try to do so many things like running health care and car companies and banks, that it doesn't do its core competencies well, like responding to oil spills and natural disasters.
Rubio, meanwhile, gives practically the same speech he delivered at Ferg's in St. Petersburg on Friday and Benedetto's in Lando Lakes a week prior to that. It's one that touts the United States as the greatest country on earth, using his own life story.
This race is nothing less than a referendum on our identity as a country and as a people. What we are being asked to decide is whether America wants to remain exceptional, or whether we want her to become like all these other countries in the world. One of the things that makes us exceptional is our free enterprise system. The fact that anyone from anywhere can accomplish anything, that you can open up a business out of the spare bedroom of your home, that you can draw a business plan on the back of a scrap piece of paper like this and take out your life savings and open that business. These things are possible not because of our presidents and our U.S. senators. They're possible because the people who are here before us embrace the free enterprise system.
The crowd eats it up, and some even shout back in exuberant support. He encourages them for the most part, save for one instance, when Rubio asserts that his main opponents have to conduct campaigns on the offensive because they espouse policies that Rubio thinks are disastrous, he ignores the shouts of one supporter.
For them, this campaign can't be about the health care bill, because neither one of them wants to repeal it. And yet every day we get worse and worse news about it. If you're a small business, you're now going to have to fill out a 1099 for every business-to-business transaction you conduct over $600. There is no small and mid-sized business in America that could possibly survive that.
What about the death panel?
If you didn't hear that last part, that's an unidentified supporter asking, what about the death panels? He's referring to a Tea Party catchphrase used to scare people into opposing the healthcare overhaul Congress passed in March. The so-called death panels were debunked well before the reform even passed, but Democrats will tell you that the fact that the concept still lingers on the right shows how misinformed many Tea Partiers really are. Rubio will debate U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek and Florida Governor Charlie Crist, his two biggest challengers in the Senate race, at a television studio in Tampa on Friday. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.